Another recent arrest in Pakistan shows it doesn't take much for a Pakistani believer to wind up behind bars. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When communities and courts target our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, it's a chance for us to pray. And then, did you know that TNT is being used for covert gospel operations? Guaranteed. It's not what you think. That story in a moment. But first, the principle innocent until proven guilty is not practiced in Pakistan when it comes to the blasphemy laws. According to a recent report by Amnesty International, these laws are used to target Christians even when the charges don't make sense. Bruce Allen of FMI says,
there are hundreds of Pakistanis imprisoned falsely on these blasphemy charges. In even more recent days, there was a Pakistani Christian who at the end of December, right before New Year's, was arrested because people said that they found ripped up pages of the Quran in front of his home, and his name was on those pages.
But the authorities neglected to ask why someone would purposefully incriminate himself in a crime that's punishable by death. Despite the patterns against believers outlined in the report, the church is growing in Pakistan. Allen says it's because of hope.
If you are not a follower of Jesus Christ, you come into contact with people who are authentically, dynamically following Jesus Christ. Wow, what gives you a purpose? What gives you the power to thrive?
Did you know that 80% of those unreached with the gospel live in a country where YouTube is the first or second most visited website? For ministry, that's something to think about. Tyler Gates with Transworld Radio explains that up till now, they've mostly focused on radio and audio methods to share Christ.
However, in 2017, we're finding ourselves in a situation where more and more completely unreached people groups are going online and watching visual media. They're watching YouTube. They're watching satellite television. But they're not going to be introduced to the gospel because the gospel doesn't exist in their language on these platforms for the vast majority.
TWR is starting a new project called TWR Motion. It'll involve new research on visual technology, new gospel videos that will cross cultures, and new training for indigenous believers so they can also produce gospel visual content.
We really want to be exclusively at the local level through the local church and local believers. I think very seldom will any of our audience members see the words TWR Motion. We'd much rather them see the words of their local church or see the face of a local believer.
And finally, who'd have thunk that Bible translation work would ever be done on a tablet? Well, when you think a little harder about it, it makes perfect sense, especially for believers in areas of high persecution. Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says tablets for national translators, or TNTs, are a huge help.
It enables them, we say, to hide in plain sight because electronic tools like this are becoming more and more routine in many situations around the world. Whereas sitting with a leather-bound holy book in front of them could be really a very unsafe thing for them to do.
This means that translators can work uninterrupted, move to a different location, and still contribute to the translation process collaboratively. Plus, these days, everything gets saved to the cloud, another layer of security.
They can work offline, they can work online, they can upload their completed work, their draft work, their checking to a website. Or they can just trade the information using memory cards and those kinds of things.
When it comes to a lost and dying world, getting God's word into untranslated languages makes this idea a win-win.
Over the years, we've been field testing it, working with field partners, increasing the amount of tablet software and resources that are available through our particular program, and have just had an incredible surge in interest from our partners overseas.
They're trying to get 5,000 tablets out this year. Get the details on TNT at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listener-supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.